lot of Canadians watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of them watch it just for the halftime show, too. You know, they love to watch the commercials.
Did you, as a Canadian, find the halftime show as appealing as I did?
Unfortunately, I did. I completely missed the Super Bowl because I am not a football fan. And I was out and about when it was happening, so I never even got a chance to take a look at it. But I will probably take a look at it on YouTube because I can guarantee you dollars to donuts, somebody's put it up on YouTube.
I'm pretty sure it was all on YouTube before it actually happened. I'm glad you didn't watch Adam Levine dance around shirtless. It's not really your thing. So what we're going to talk to you about is it's that time of the year and we are boosting immune systems. And we're going to talk a little bit about Immune Plus and Healthy Horse.
That's right. And I was told that we're talking a little bit about probiotics also.
Yes, sir.
In addition to, right?
Now, I went to my local Sprouts and the local like health food grocery store. And I went to look for some probiotics for humans. And there's so many varieties of probiotics for humans. But what I remember, and maybe I dreamed this, but does Omega Alpha Biotic 8 have prebiotics as well as probiotics?
Yes, it does have prebiotics. But
what
I'm going to... Okay. Prebiotics are basically things that will promote the growth of probiotics, promote the growth of bacteria. Okay. For humans, prebiotics are very important because a lot of us don't get a lot of fiber in our diet or we eat a lot less. For a horse, fiber is their middle name. Okay. They eat a lot of fiber. Everything that they eat is vegetarian, right? Mm-hmm. So, now, there are people who promote a specific type of prebiotic. They may call it FOS, which stands for fructooligosaccharides. But in reality, any type of soluble fiber can be considered to be a prebiotic. Right?
Okay.
One of the things that they claim about prebiotics is that prebiotics will promote the growth of bacteria. But in all fairness, prebiotics will promote the growth of all bacteria, good and bad.
Okay.
So it is not necessarily a good thing, but it's not a bad thing either, right? Because you need to if you're going to, it's like planting good grass seed. If you put a good grass seed down, you need to fertilize and feed. So even though you fertilize, you know if you have weeds there, the weeds are going to eat up some of that stuff. But what you're hoping for is that the good grass seed is going to outgrow your weeds. And that's basically what you're trying to do with some of those prebiotics, right?
Okay.
Now, there's a whole bunch of different probiotics out there. What I always advocate where probiotics are concerned, get something with multi-strains in there, because whilst there's probiotics are basically, they call them good bacteria, and I've always said they're not good bacteria because they necessarily go to church on Sunday or put more money in the collection plate, but they're called good bacteria because the body can tolerate the waste products that they produce a lot better than the so-called bad bacteria. The problem with that is that if I go in there and change the balance, and I let's say I was able to strip out all the bacteria and just replace it with the so-called good bacteria, what's going to happen is that you're going to have a very sick horse or person, as the case may be. So what I advocate is to get a multi-strains, so many different types of probiotics, and it's all about the balance. And that's what we advocate here at Omega Alpha, the balance. Now, with probiotics, one of the things that probiotics do is that it helps boost the immune system, okay? And one of the things is that it promotes gut health. And for horses, gut health is very important because one of the problems with the horses is that their gut is very finicky. You look at them twice funny and they'll colic on you, right? Probiotics is one of the things that inhibit colic. Now, I don't want anybody, after listening to this, phone me up and say, hey, I fed my horses probiotics and they still colic. Well, you know, there are many different reasons horses colic, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and probiotics is one of those things that will help prevent it. And I stress the key words here, help prevent, not necessarily stop all events happening. It just helps prevent. So you may get a lot less colic if you start feeding your horses probiotics.
Right? It's true. And I like to think of like probiotics and, you know, what it does is it promotes a healthy, like the roots of the tree. It's the roots of the tree and you've got the whole plant. And so if the roots are strong, the whole plant is going to be better. Yeah. Something can happen up above the plant, but the roots of the plant, it's a really, really good start is what I like to think
of. And if you have a good root system, the good root system helps fight off diseases higher up in the plant also. So, you know, and it's you have to look at the whole picture as opposed to just part of the picture. And unfortunately, a lot of us look at just part of the picture as opposed to the whole picture. And that's another thing. That's my good segue into boosting the immune system, because one of the most important things for the health of any individual, be it horse, animal, horse, human, or pets, dogs and cats, or any type of animal, if you have a healthy immune system, you can fight off the effects of a lot of infections, right? And as you know, seeing that you compete, if your horse is healthy on the day of competition, he can really do a lot. And as I've always said, a healthy horse on the day of competition, even if he's mediocre, he will outcompete a great horse who is just getting the crap kicked out of him because of illness, right? Because of an infection. So, and a lot of us don't think of boosting the immune system because we are very reactive. We don't tend to be preventative, right? And the idea with boosting the immune system, we're trying to prevent a disease from happening, right? You know, fortunately, some of us, you know, I don't want to go down this path, but a lot of people talk about vaccines, etc. You know, there's some people are pro-vaccination, some people are anti-vaccination, right? I am pro-vaccination, but again, it depends on how many vaccines you're pumping into the animal all at the same time. Because it's like anything else, I believe, and I have no way of proving this, but I do believe that if you give a horse, you know, five different vaccines, all of a sudden your horse is reacting to five different viruses, particles or bacteria. So it has a hard time.
Dr. Right? Chang, it's funny you mentioned that because they now have the six-way vaccine. And people, that is a lot of virus to be putting into one spot in your horse's body. Just think about that. That is six viruses you are injecting into one spot in your horse's body. They're kills virus, but still. And so I've always been a proponent of giving like two here, two on there, one back there, you know, and moving them around a little bit and also spreading them out with a couple weeks.
I think the where it's injected into your animal is not really a huge issue, because wherever they inject it, it gets into the bloodstream and the bloodstream takes it all over the rest of the body. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what I do is to spread it out a bit, right? I think if you spread it out a bit, you'll get a much better response and it's easier on your horse also. Right. But I do know why people want to do six at once or as a case, because nobody wants to get the vet that comes out to come out six times to do the same thing, just a different type of virus. Right? Gets expensive, right?
Sure.
So, you know, so that's it. But failing that, I will also say boost the immune system. There are many different ways of boosting immune system. The using probiotics is one way, right? Taking herbal products that actually have been shown to boost the immune system by activating what they call natural killer cells to make them more active, to pump out more antibodies. You know, there's many different herbs that have been shown to do that.
Yes. Now, I've got to tell you, we're running short of time, but I want to tell you that I had a horse, one of my older senior horses, have a little gas colic, and we had the vet come out, and she's like, you know, he's a senior. She's like, this may sound weird, but I really think that all of these, because I have several senior horses, I think that all of them could benefit from being put on some probiotics. Do you have any probiotics? And, you know, thinking about it, Chili actually wasn't on any probiotics. And I said, oh, well, I've got this one. And I held up Biotic 8 for her, like a big tub of them. And she goes, oh, okay, you got the good stuff. Yeah, give him that one. So I was like, yes. My vet told me I had the good stuff. And that matters to me when the veterinarian can recommend your products just as much as we do.
Well, I'd like to have to thank that veterinarian, whoever he was, but we can chat about him later on. I'll just say thank you for doing the recommendation. But, you know, after having said that, we do have a lot of people who have used a Biotic 8 and found very good results with it. And as for senior horses, you know, I know we usually try to minimize our spend on senior horses, but I always say if you don't do anything with your senior horse, give him a probiotic. It makes a lot of difference as far as his comfort level, his you know, his ability to withstand stresses, etc. The probiotic is, and it's an easy thing to do. You just one scoop in the morning, throw it in the feed. You know, the key That's about true. Probiotics is that it's all about consistency. If you're doing it on a daily basis. Day in, day out, you don't need a huge, huge count. You know, I know there are people go out and say, oh, my probiotic will give me 20 billion per scoop. You don't need that much per se. You know what I mean? It's just consistency.
Well, that's fantastic.
And you know what else I really like about your products is they're obviously all natural. We talk about it all the time. But I just have this vision of Dr. Chang going every morning out to the back garden and, you know, snipping off some milk thistle and some cat's claw, you know, and
yeah,
some
sure
honeysuckle. And then she brings it in to his little laboratory there and just grinds it all up. I just have that vision, Dr. Chang.
Unfortunately, I wish we could do that way, but it can't. But one of the things I want to tell you about what we do is our QC, because every time we bring in a batch of herbs in there, one of the things that we do is identity testing, right? Back in the day, you know, Dr. Chang could look at the herb and say, yeah, this is the herb. We used to bring it in a whole uncut form so we knew exactly what it is, right? Today, Dr. Chang, unfortunately, is sometimes so busy, he doesn't even make it to the back when the raw materials come in. So what we have done, we've got ourselves something called an HPLC, which is high pressure liquid chromatography. And what we do is we fingerprint it, because every herb, we can fingerprint because it has a certain amount of what do you call it, compounds that you can find that are unique to that particular herb. And so what we do is that we run this sample of the product through our HPLC, and we get something called a spectra, and we look at all the different compounds that come out of it. So next time we buy another batch of herb, we do the same thing. Wow. And if the spectra is similar, right, meaning all the major peaks are where they should be, right, we say it is the same, and then we can put it into production. So we know exactly what we're dealing with. So in our laboratories, right, we never have the problem of saying somebody slipping in something in there that we don't know what it is. You know?
We have got to get to Canada sometime and see this, Jamie. We have got to get up there to do this.
What did you call it? An HBLT?
HPLC.
HPLC.
High pressure liquid chromatography. That's what it is. HPLC machine.
Do you get
big words are sexy, by the way, Dr. Chang. Big words really do it.
Especially
for me,
if Adam Levine says them with his top on. So now
Adam Levine didn't do it. Either,
yeah. So do you get these? I just have another question. Do you get these in like 500-pound big boxes at a time?
Yeah, actually, we do bring it in by the metric ton sometimes. So we do take a lot of samples when we do it that way, just so that we can make sure that we are getting what we're supposed to be getting.
It's like when you buy hay. Yeah. And you get hay, and you're like, some bales are good, some bales.
Yeah, but I think his scientific method is better than our.
I'm going to get an HPLT for my hay testing.
Yeah. Guess what? Yeah, you're going to send most of it back.
No, but the thing is, we there is a good trade in a lot of these herbs. So usually your suppliers are very, you know, they're very professional and they do their due diligence. But on our side, we just make sure, we make sure that we are getting what we're getting. And for want of a better way of saying it, crap does not happen.
Amen,
the ones that are rejected, do they go to restaurants and people who make food?
No, the ones that are rejected go back to where we bought them.
Okay.
And unfortunately, our suppliers take it back. And the reason they take it back is because we buy enough from them that they don't want to lose a good paying customer yeah. because we do pay our bills on time.
Amen, brother. OmegaAlpha.com is where you guys can find all these products. And obviously, you can send us a message. You can email me, jamie@horseradionetwork.com. Find somebody to talk to at omegaalpha.com, and they can help you put you in touch with who and what you need for your horse. I mean, people email me, Dr. Chang. They're like, my horse has this. What do you recommend? And half the time, I just send them to you guys. But sometimes I actually know, oh, Dr. Chang would say, put him on Immune Plus, healthy horse, and a round of Biotic 8. Like, that's how familiar I am with your products and how much I love them. So omegaalpha.com, Dr. Chang, thank you so much for being a part of today's show.
Thank you, Dr. Chang.
Thank you for having me on board today.
Well, and you know, you think about it, they've been with us since day one. So they've been
day
with
one.
Us for a long, long time.
That's why I'm so familiar with their products.